Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pro Silly listeners, welcome back or to the Professionally Silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we talk about all kinds of shit, true crime, the paranormal, and the most random topics that I can find online. And believe you me, there's a lot of them. Okay, so this past week on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, I posted a video where I got the opportunity to be attacked by a megalodon shark without getting wet. Yeah, man, technology is so awesome. So I came across this awesome YouTube channel that's called Dr. GTA, and they post like really awesome videos of games, and you can watch the games played as if you were like it was like a movie, like you're watching a movie. It's really interesting. And he posted like a 360 VR video where they took us into the ocean and we hunted a megalodon shark. So that was pretty cool. If you don't know what a megalodon shark is, allow me to drop some info onto your dome. The megalodon, it apparently went extinct millions of years ago. It was considered to be the largest shark ever to prowl the oceans and one of the largest fish on record. Okay, so this is like, you know, according to Wikipedia and internet sites and whatnot, its massive teeth are almost about like three times larger than the teeth of a modern great white shark. You hear that? Three times larger than the teeth of a great white shark. Bruh, that's a big ass animal, bruh. But it's not to, oh my gosh. So it's possible that more than likely that the megalodon died out before humans even evolved. I'm not really quite certain. I don't think it is certain exactly when the species died out, but there's a lot about these sharks that we don't know yet. It's believed that this fish or mammal, whatever the fuck a shark is, could grow up to 60 to 80 feet long. It was so big that there's a good chance that it probably ate like whales and other sharks. Bruh, big shark, big appetite, my friend. So yeah, I got a chance to experience that big ass beast in virtual reality. I put my headphones in and I was wearing one of those like headsets to like really immerse yourself fully into the video, and it was terrifyingly awesome. So click the thumbs up button, check out that video, subscribe to the Professionally Silly channel for more visual fun with your audible boo thing. You feel me? Yes. Also, definitely check out these amazing VR and 360 videos on YouTube. They are so much fun. You don't even really need to have like a headset or anything. You can just plug in your headphones and maybe turn the lights down. If you're going to do a 360 video, my advice would be to do so in an area where you're not going to run into a bunch of shit. I don't know, like coffee tables. Those will fuck up your shins. Be careful. I plan to save up for an Oculus. I really want one, maybe in a year or two. The bitch is like $300 and I'm poor. My PayPal was also down in the show notes in case you want to help me get an Oculus. So moving on. Last week, we talked about the weepy voiced killer. Yeah, we sure did. He was a serial killer who would call people after his attacks and sort of whine and cry to the police about how he killed someone. He sounded like a grown-ass man baby. Just not even man baby, just a grown-ass baby bitch. Let me see if I can imitate his voice. I'm sorry I had to kill them, officer. I didn't know what I was doing. She was wearing red and I just kept stabbing her. I don't know why. I'll try not to kill anybody else. I think that's like the best imitation. I think I nailed the weepy voice killer. Oh, you're kicking ass. Holy shit. Let me drink something. I'm about to die. Okay, we're good. I felt like I had to cough. Like I just like swallowed a piece of, I don't know, dust. Made my whole throat dry up. Jesus, let me drink some more. Yeah, no edits, no cuts. All live here-ish. So it was a really interesting one. So anyways, that punk ass bitch baby, that's what I decided to name him. Listen to that episode. Trust me when I say you will enjoy yourself. Anyway, if you haven't heard that episode, do check it out. True crime at its weepiest. It's amazing. This week, I thought we would discuss something that I think we all have had to deal with at some point in life, especially nowadays. Scammers. Yeah. They call our phones. They text us. They even slide into our social media DMs. They're even pretending to be people that we know. And it's ridiculous. They are from all over the world, but stereotypically Nigeria and India. But they definitely are scammers here in America too. Don't get it twisted. There's a lot of them. Now, they are super annoying. They're frustrating and will probably won't stop anytime soon. Let's be honest. So today, I'm going to share with you some of the different scams there are and how to protect yourself from them. But we will get our fill of revenge and share some laughter about these ridiculous scammers too. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the scammers are going to be our bitches. Oh yeah. But before we get started making scammers our bitches, I've got some information I want to share with you guys. You know, if you want to be a part of this podcast, all you have to do is email me a story to share, your own scammer story, perhaps. Maybe you have a weird, you had a weird Zoom experience, or maybe you experienced a ghost, paranormal event. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got, send it in. Email me your stories to itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Email's down in the show notes. Just, put a subject title about what it's about, you know. I want to be surprised when I read it for the first time with you guys, because I'm not going to read it until I actually record. That's my plan. You know what I'm saying? Also, don't forget to review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, pretty please. I feel 5 stars is the perfect amount of stars for me, so feel free to give me a few of those. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it would actually help my podcast grow, and that would be titties. I would love that so fucking hard. So check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at itsprosilly. That's the information is down in the show notes as well, because I will be posting on my Instagram page videos and or photos pertaining to the episodes that I record here. So I'm super excited. So take a look at those as you listen along, and please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter as well to discuss any of my older episodes too at itsprosilly. Okay, so let's get started. What do you say? Of course you want to. Okay. Scammers suck. That's a fact. Can't change my mind on that fact whatsoever. It is what it is. They are lazy human pieces of shit, common criminals, and they harass us all. They are, and unfortunately, there's so many different types of scams too. This is crazy. Now, according to USA.gov, you've got your coronavirus scams, rumors, and price gouging. Then there's telephone scams, banking scams, lottery and sweepstakes scams, and even charity scams. Shit, there's actually more than that. I'll probably say this a few more times in this episode, but pretty fucking please, do your research before you just hand these people your money, okay? Or your personal info-fucking-mation. Yes, please. For instance, right now, the entire world is going through the coronavirus pandemic, and there are people who are pretending to be charitable organizations collecting donations for the cure, or they claim they can sell you home test kits. You know, it's crazy. You know, so be careful out there. They'll even pretend to be from nationwide known organizations like the American Society for Cancer Research. It's crazy. Yeah, and in my opinion, would be to contact the charities themselves if you want to donate. You know, if they contact you, then there's a good chance it's probably a scam. If anybody contacts you, there's a chance it's probably a scam. Because these motherfuckers will email you and text you. You see what I'm saying? I probably have hundreds of unopened emails from these scammers. All right? It's like I have a few that I did open, but I never really clicked any of the links because, you know, I'm not an idiot. But it was amazing how many grammatical errors that I found, how the logos are a bit faded out. Hell, sometimes these dumbasses even misspell the name of the entire company itself that they claim that they work for. Like, for instance, my mom and I, we both got text messages from T-Noble. No, not T-Mobile, but T-Noble. And it, I hope they get to where they're going. That's LA. I can't edit that out. So T-Noble with an N as in Nancy. So we both got a laugh out of that. It wasn't even spelled correctly. They use an N instead of an M. And I feel like I'm trying to say it so you understand what it is. Okay, let's move on. So it's like, Amber, we fucking heard you. Jesus. So there are even scammers who will actually pretend to be someone's grandchild or a military service member who's sick or who's in trouble or something. You know, they'll contact you asking you to wire them money to pay for fake medical stuff or bail money or maybe even travel expenses. Like, all, it's crazy. So please always ask questions and do your research. And if they are saying that they're calling from your bank, I say hang up with them and then call your bank yourself. You know, Google these motherfuckers, okay? Google these businesses that they claim to work for, because these people, they're lying. Don't give them your money. And if for some reason you're important enough for the IRS to call directly, it's a scam. The government will almost never call you directly. Like, I don't think they ever will. That would make things way too easy for us. And we all know the government will make things as difficult as possible so they can save as much money as they can. Example, have you ever been to the public social services office in your city? Maybe to get your EBT cards or, you know, your food stamps? Well, okay, you will be in that building all goddamn day trying to get money for food all day. And a lot of people eventually, sometimes they give up and they leave. Not me, nope. I will camp out in that bitch. I once researched and wrote up an entire podcast at the public social services office. Sure did. Sure it had snacks and everything. I was good to go. Okay. So that's just how I feel. Okay. Just look, guys, if someone calls you on the phone, emails you, or reaches out to you on social media asking for your personal information, it is a scam. Okay. When I say personal information, I mean like your social security number, your banking information, hell, even your birthday isn't a good idea to give out. Okay. Anyone or any business that you're affiliated with, okay, already has that information. And sure as fuck, do not give them permission to access your computer, especially if they contacted you. Microsoft is not going to contact you with saying that your computer's fucked up. Okay. They're not. They're not paying that close attention. Okay. So make sure that you visit USA.gov for more information on different types of scamming and what you can do to protect yourself and who to report those the scammers to. Once again, that's USA.gov. Okay, let's hear some fun stories about the scammers who get what's coming to them. I can't wait. So let's go ahead and get this first story going. I love it because this is pretty much a scammer getting played at his own game. I love it. So it reads, so for the past 3 weeks, at least 3 times a day, I get a scam call from this dude claiming he installed security software on my computer and there's been a breach, etc. Everybody knows the drill. Now, this guy leaves like 3-minute long voicemails repeating the same 30-second spiel over and over, and it's annoying. I called the number back a few times just saying, hey dude, I know it's a scam, stop calling. He always sassed me real hard. Yesterday he got in my face and said, stupid girl, I'll never take you off my list. I will call you every day forever. Okay, so I thought, hey, I have an idea. I just kept calling him back and saying nothing. I could hear him yelling through the receiver. Once he'd hang up, I call right back. Oh, this chick is awesome. All in all, I blew up his phone for over an hour. I called him back to back 44 times in 1 hour. After the last time I called, he was screaming nonsense and said, I'm blocking your number. This is harassment. You will never contact me again. Sounds good to me. No calls today, and usually by 3 p.m. I've gotten two already. Feels so good. First of fucking all, fuck that scammer and his entire family. Okay. Maybe not his entire family, but he just pissed me off talking about stupid girl. I'll never take you off my call list and I'll call you every day forever. What the fuck? What kind of stalker-ish bullshit is that? How the fuck are you going to give somebody attitude because they don't want you harassing them, trying to scam them out of their money? I say kudos to this chick, son. Hell yeah. And also 44 times in 1 hour is a lot. But bitch, you know, we could have got a lot of things knocked off our to-do list. Laundry, dishes, sex. A lot could have been done in an hour. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so this next one is actually a text message feed that I want to share with you. It's between the scammer and, of course, the guy that he's trying to scam. It's pretty fucking funny. Maybe I'll do some voices. Let's see. Let me click. Okay. So it says, this piece of shit tried to scam me. After a couple of days, this is how that ended up for them. Okay. I'm excited to share this with you. So, all right.
Hello, Miss Success Andrew. I am interested in being your friend. Email me so that I can send you my full details and some of my pictures. Thanks, yours lovely new friend, Success.
So apparently the person talking is a bitch named Success. And if you could, I'll actually put this photo up on the Instagram page. It's pretty much like a picture of a, like some naked bitch in some, I don't know. Either she's naked on the bed covered in sheets or she's in a white dress sitting on the couch. I really can't tell what this is. It's a screenshot, which y'all want from me. And then he replies, I'm very interested in your friendship, but I'm going to need you to do a few things before we can proceed. Enclosed is a list of items that should help you along your journey. Dangers are guaranteed, but the rewards, oh, the rewards. Are you equal to the task? We'll see. There's going to be probably a few typos in here. So she responds, for this, you will receive a handsome reward of 5 million US upon transaction of 500 USD. Listen, I'm a man of great wealth, so $500 investment for a $5 million return is not a huge deal. However, I'm a cautious man. What if it falls through? The bank fees are alone $20, and I don't like to waste money.
The bank fee is nothing compared to the profit, but maybe I ask someone else.
All right. Well, it was lovely to make your acquaintance. Do take care.
It is too bad. I can tell you are a good businessman. We could make lots of money. Please reconsider.
I'm killing this accent, right? I don't know where it's from, but I like it. And then he responds, I'll tell you what. You pay for the bank fee, and I'll wire the money right away. I'm going to send you a PayPal invoice to your email. I have the account number you provided and my online banking form ready to go. This is up to you.
Okay, I do it.
Hey, I just got it. You're going to make a poor family happy on Turkey Day. You should feel really good about yourself.
Yes. Wait, what do you mean? Did you send the 500?
No, I did not forward your $20 to the Los Angeles Food Bank, Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. I don't know why you wrote that twice. And I reported you for scams. Happy Thanksgiving. And attached, he's got the invoice of the $20 banking fee that this scammer tried to get him to pay, all this other stuff. And he sent this money to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. That's what he did. Oh, yeah. He pretty much got this scammer to give him money. I fucking love it. So he scammed the scammer into feeding the hungry. I am here for it. Yes, genius. I'll go ahead and I'll put this this screenshot of this conversation and shit up on the It's Pro Silly Instagram page. You guys can check that shit out. I'm here for it. I am so here for it. So I'm dumb. That's amazing. I love that last one. Oh man. So this next one is a lot of fun. And I've heard of people answering the phone like this before when they have scammers call them. And I remember that there have been many times where I would answer my phone and I would say, Atlanta Metropolitan Police Department, how can I help you? Because my number is an Atlanta number, you know, and usually they would just hang up almost immediately because no scammer really wants to talk to the cops directly. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, shit. So they would usually just hang up directly. But yeah, let me share this story with you. And it reads, recently, scammers have been calling my grandmother's landline using local numbers. She has caller ID. So if the scammers call using, let's say, John Doe's number, it shows up as such. I live nearby and visit nearly every day to make sure she's okay. So I've intercepted quite a few of these calls. The phone rings, showing John Doe as the caller. Hey, Graham, are you expecting a call from John Doe?
No, he's in the hospital.
I answer the phone. John, how's that anal leakage going? And the scammer hangs up. Now, that's a very good way to end that call. You ask them how their anal leakage is going when they're pretending to be somebody else. They'll freak out. A moment later, the same number comes up, this time listed as unknown caller. I can't believe they're actually this stupid. So I answer. The caller has an accent you rarely hear in the middle of Bumble nowhere, which I'm assuming that's where they're from. I've never been to Bumble. And I've also never been nowhere, but it must be a beautiful place. I'm clearly kidding. Okay, so I'm going to be the dude and I'm going to be the scammer. I'm going to try to change my voices again. This is going to be fun. So the phone rings. He picks up. County mortuary. Sorry, what? County mortuary. I need to speak with Gladys. I'm sorry, who's calling? I need to speak with Gladys. I'm sorry, do you need a body picked up? No, are you calling for the status of an autopsy? No, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Where is Gladys? I don't know, I don't see her name on any of the drawers. Was she supposed to be picked up? I'm sorry, I started laughing. Which facility are you calling from? She lives there. I'm sorry. If anybody lives here, I have a problem. So he hangs up. The scammer hangs up because old dude literally pretended to work at the county morgue. That is hilarious. I'm sorry. Are you calling for the results of the status of an autopsy? That's going to be one that I try. If the next scamming call I get, I want to be the county morgue. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. He said that his grandmother gave him a stern look for messing with the scammer, but couldn't hold it in for long. So his grandma was like, that was hilarious, but that was rude. First of all, let me just say that dude is a fucking genius. I feel like this podcast episode is full of just geniuses, okay? And when you think about it, these scam calls are the perfect opportunity for you to pull phone pranks, okay? And the best part is you don't have to call anyone because they're calling you. Now, these assholes are harassing millions of people a day to steal our hard-earned money, and they don't give two shits about your circumstances. So they're all selfish cum stains. Now, I know that has been my description on several people in the last few episodes, but I honestly can't think of a better insult. That's just how I feel.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions. And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right,
and how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want you to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers, just to find out that that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you, you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
There are a few things that I learned while I was researching this podcast episode. And once again, the internet is vast, my friends, and information is everywhere. Now, I learned a few scary facts about some of the scams that's going on here. And y'all know I have to drop some knowledge on your domes here and there. Y'all know this. Okay, almost every episode you learn something random with me, just about something you don't even need to know. But today you might need to know this. Now, I found out at on this website called mygenfcu.org that your voice could be used as verbal authorization to make unapproved charges to your credit accounts. The scammer will say that they work for a company or perhaps a service that you have currently used or something like that. And this is what they do. The phone will ring and you pick up. You say hello. They ask if you can hear them. You say yes. That's pretty much all it takes. Now, the callers can be a live person or a recording. In either case, the goal is to record your response. That's the goal. Now, the Federal Communications Commission's FCC recommends that you hang up if you receive this type of phone call. Don't say shit. Just hang up. As a matter of fact, don't pick up a call you don't know. If it's important enough, they'll leave you a message. Listen to the message and see if it's a scammer or not. You know what I'm saying? I also found out that there are scammers who are willing to use the identities of children to create their own credit cards. For instance, a scammer will try their best to get your child's social security number. They may be calling, pretending to be the hospital or something like that, and they count on the parents not to check their children's credit report because, you know, they're kids. You know what I'm saying? So when the child turns 18 and then tries to apply for credit, that is usually when they find out that their identity has been stolen and their credit is already trash, already garbage. Once again, I can't say enough. Do not give out your personal information to anyone over the phone, especially a social security number. Don't do it. Stop, don't do it. So, yes, don't do that. They will even do the same thing to those who have passed on, those of us who've lost loved ones. It takes a while. I think about 30 days for the death certificate and other paperwork to reach the Social Security Administration. Meanwhile, scammers, if they can get their hands on social security numbers or any other personal information on those who have passed away, they can get driver's licenses or city IDs, you know, created. They can get, they can even receive their tax returns, or they can create credit cards in your loved one's names. It can be like a very emotionally, mentally, and financially draining situation that these scammers can put you in and actually have put other people in. So although you've probably enjoyed hearing the ways that, you know, people were able to get their own personal revenge on these scammers, sometimes answering the phone and wasting their time is just as bad. You know what I'm saying? By picking up the phone, you A, let them know that the number works, and B, someone will pick up. And that information alone could make them money, and they will sell your number to other call centers and other scammers. That's how this works. You know, a way that you that you may be able to suspect that your identity has been stolen. Like for instance, if you get a lot of junk mail and it begins to increase irregularly, it may mean, I mean, like, I know we all get a lot of junk mail, but we only get certain types of junk mail. If it starts, if you start getting shit, you know, in your mailbox, you know, like prepaid credit card approvals and warranty approvals and shit like that, you might want to look into it, you know, just in case. Protect yourselves. That's what I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, okay? Goddamn. So this next story is interesting. It involves a blind man. And you get to enjoy my horrible voices. This time I'm going to be a man. So it actually goes and it reads, I have been getting many, many calls over the past several months telling me that my vehicle warranty is about to expire. Usually I just hang up, but last week I had enough and decided to call their bluff. So the phone rings. Hello? Hi, this is Veronica with the vehicle warranty department. Our records show your car's warranty will expire soon. Press 1 to speak to an agent. I press 1. Hello? Can you please verify the make and model of your vehicle?
2019 white cane.
What?
A 2019 white cane.
What was that?
Let me help you out. I know this is a scam. I do not own a vehicle. In fact, I'm completely blind and have been my entire life. Therefore, I am not able to obtain a driver's license, let alone buy a car.
Really?
This is the fourth time that you've called me and that I've received this week, and I have all the different numbers that you use saved in my phone's history. I will ask you once to remove me from your list. If you contact me again, I will file a complaint with the FCC.
Click. And so the scammer hangs up the phone. So he says the next day, they called him again. And as promised, he hung up the phone and filed a report with the FCC. Oh my God. He actually said, yeah, I wonder if they'd actually give me a warranty on my cane, though. You know, did you enjoy my man voice? It was so good. I still get phone calls talking about my warranty for my fucking car. And sometimes I go off on them. Sometimes, you know, I tell them I don't have a car. And they usually immediately hang up when I say that. And sometimes I fuck with them. It really depends on my mood before they called. Because I haven't had a car for quite some goddamn time. I really haven't. You know, I moved to Los Angeles. In about my third year living here in LA, my car was completely totaled. Okay. And the car insurance, the insurance company decided that my car wasn't worth their time or the money to repair it. So they just gave me $3,000 for it. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. So, and I still get phone calls, people asking about my goddamn car. I haven't had a car in years. I think it's been like since 2016 or 17, something like that. It's been a minute. It has been a minute, you know? So sometimes I'll pick them up until I don't have a car, or I'll just fuck with them. It depends. You know what I'm saying? There have been times when I would just pick up and I would just scream until they hang up. Literally, just legit, just no words, just yelling, you know, cause I'm mature and I'm an adult. So yeah, you got that ta-da sound because I found one more story. Yes, I did. On one of my favorite sites, boardpanda.com. It's only one of my favorite sites to browse ever. And the story, it reads, phone scams may be getting more and more clever by the day, but one office full of phony IRS agents made a decidedly dumb move when they called a computer programmer who happens to specialize in scam prevention. Oh, sucky now, y'all. So pretty much right now, this is where we at. The phone scammers call somebody whose job is to stop phone scammers. This is going to be good. It reads, it continues to read. The programmer and Redditor who goes by username, yes, it was Datamind. Ooh, good name.
but operates an anti-scam operation called Project Mayhem, received a voicemail from someone claiming to be an IRS employee. When he called them back and was asked to pay a massive fine for unclear reasons, he knew immediately that he was being had and came up with a genius way to pull the plug on them. He wrote a script that called for each of their phones 28 times per second with an automated message, tying up their lines and making it impossible to reach other potential victims. The actual IRS recently published a report declaring these kinds of schemes a major threat to taxpayers and estimates that over 10,000 victims have been affected since 2013. Now, collectively being defrauded of more than $54 million. That's a lot of fucking money, guys. Holy shit. And that was just in 2013. There's probably a lot more since then. Now, Project Mayhem's official YouTube channel now proudly features a hilarious 10-minute sample of the havoc wreaked upon the unfortunate scammers, which has already gained over 1 million views. So you can guys can check it out if you want to. Once again, I think the YouTube channel is called Project Mayhem. So check that out if you want to see it. But let me just say, man, I love the fact that the scammers actually contacted someone who happens to specialize in scam prevention. That is what you call awesome. That shit's titties. That shit is titties as fuck. Sometimes I really do wish I knew my way around a computer just so I could do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Just put on my cape, my proverbial cape, and just like, fuck you, scammers. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would just go around the world from my computer saving people from scam calls. I would legit start a new podcast and YouTube channel as well. You know what I'm saying? And make nothing but scam content and me kicking all their asses. Figuratively speaking, of course, you know, I can't kick all of them, all their asses. There's a lot of scammers out there. That'd be a lot of cardio. Okay, moving on. And this person was just talking about in like 2013. I mean, these scammers collectively defrauded, you know, more than $54 million. I can only imagine how much more these crafty assholes have gotten since then. And it's 2020 right now. You know what I'm saying? But I am super glad that there are people like this guy, who happens to specialize in scam prevention that are really trying to help the victims of these scammers and trying to help prevent these scam crimes. So kudos to motherfuckers to do that. Kudos. Shit.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
You know, there are actually a lot of YouTube channels where their content is literally pranking scammers, hacking them, hacking their computers, or just wasting their time. And oh my God, they're so much fun to watch. A few of my favorites are IRL Rosie. She is like this awesome voiceover actress out here in Los Angeles, I think. I think she's out here. And she pretty much wastes the times of the scammers in like different voices. And she did a video on her channel where she was like Britney Spears the entire time. And she was like singing Britney Spears songs. It was actually really good. I was like, oh damn, if you close your eyes, it's like, yeah, that's Britney. Yeah, it's Britney, bitch. Anyways, she can do the voice of Siri and Alexa and many more. Chick is amazing. I also enjoy Scammer Payback, that YouTube channel, where what he does is he also does voices, but he's also able to hack into the scammers' computers and sometimes delete their entire call list and all their information so they can't scam other people. Scammer Revolt is similar to that, except he never shows his face. But another one is Trilogy Media. That's what they're called. They sometimes are able to figure out who the scammers are, especially if they're nearby. They interview them, ask them questions. Why are you doing this? They're able to track locations, like scammers that end up at PO boxes and things like that. It's pretty fire. And most of these channels were able to get their money back too. Some of them were. So it's kind of cool. You know, it's fucking awesome. And they sometimes work together and they do collabs with each other to take these call centers and these scammers down. And I am here for it. Yes, I am. Okay, now my thigh hurts. But if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't give out your personal information to people who contact you asking for it. Okay? Please do your research. And don't just throw your money away to thieves and liars. Okay, professionally silly life rules, guys. I feel like this is something you should all heed, if you will. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and learned a thing or two, something helpful. I know I did. So be sure to email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com if you have any stories that you'd like to share with me and the Pro Silly listeners. Send them. Maybe you have a scammer story of your own that you would like to share. Maybe you wasted a scammer's time. Or unfortunately, maybe you were the victim of a scam. Maybe we can get your story out. Who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe somebody else can react to that and it can get somewhere. I don't know. I don't have that many subscribers in here. I'm not promising that I'm going to be able to change everything. I'm saying you never know who might hear it. All right, so you never know. But also, if you got some embarrassing stories, paranormal stories, whatever, what have you, send them. All right, also let me know if you want to be anonymous in the email as well. All right, because I discuss a lot of topics here, so there's always time for your stories. It's going to be so much fun when we get more in. You can also contact me, leave me a message on the Anchor app, or hit me up on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voice message or send me a text, and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. Oh, guys. You can snail mail a bitch too. I got a P.O. Box. P.O. Box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 90029. Once again, P.O. Box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 929. All that information is down in the show notes. Shout out to interestingengineering.com, reddit.com, notalwaysright.com, usa.gov, and of course my genfcu.org. Oh, also Wikipedia. Your vast information was not only taken in but appreciated. Once again, the internet has been proven useful. Shout out to all of you, my Pro Silly listeners. You keep coming back, so I take it you're feeling me just a little bit. That's what's up. Make sure that you continue to join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to show support, you know what I'm saying, by leaving your girl a few reviews. Well, I guess you're going to leave me one at a time. I don't know. Just leave me some reviews on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast directory that you're using. It's pretty much the only way for the podcast to grow at this point. So I need your help. You understand? Okay, it is time for the PSC Podcast Shoutout Corner. This week is Florida Man. It's the official podcast of Florida Man. I love it, love it, love it. Every week, Joel and Phil share stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State. I said that all fucked up. Sunshine State. Wow. Starring America's most prolific criminals. Part true crime, part comedy, all weird. So this show is all about the kind of stuff that only happens in the states where everybody is crazy from the heat. That's coming from themselves, okay? And let me tell you, it's a gas to listen to, okay? I tell you guys all the time in this podcast that strange things happen in Florida. Well, I finally found a podcast that agrees with me, and I enjoy it. So thank you, Florida Man. I appreciate being validated. Make sure you guys go and take a listen and let them know that the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. Let them know that we said hey. Check out the show notes below for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I got my YouTube channels, my TikTok, and all that good stuff. My Instagram, all that. You know what I'm saying? My Cameo, all that. It's all down there. Okay? It's all there. And don't forget, this podcast, it also has a Twitter and Instagram page. It's called @itsprosilly. So tweet me there and share your opinions, you know, of my older and or newer episodes. Whatever you want to do, man. Whatever you want to do. It's your world. I'm just a squirrel in it trying to get a nut. You hear me, baby? All right. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Seriously, be careful. Thank you.